Thursday, April the 10th, 2014, Mole End Cottage. Joy, the one true love of my life, Labour MP and friend of Gordon Brown, Dr. Pandora Braithwaite, turned up out of the blue, knocking on my door at 4 in the morning and nearly waking the whole of Mangold Parva. Not that there are many people left in the village since the pub, post office and shop closed. Even the doctor's surgery was turned into a horse therapy centre. I'm not sure if it's for horses or people, but having seen the size of the women around here who ride horses, there is no wonder the poor beasts need therapy. Pandora said she needed a place to stay where she couldn't be found and that I would know soon enough what was wrong. She muttered something about Ed Miliband, a reel of tit tape and a cup of skinny latte, and then thanked God that there were no photographs. Not sure what tit tape is. I shall have to Google. Oh, Pandora, 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 still as beautiful as ever. I remember the first words I wrote about her in 1981. Thursday, 15th of January. Pandora has got hair the colour of treacle, and it's long like a girl should be. She has quite a good figure. How we've all changed. I no longer have spots, and she has a tattoo of a mythical beast on her leg. I caught a glimpse of it as she came out of the shower. It looked more like a grinning Arthur Scargill. Her hair is no longer the colour of treacle. It is now blonde and cropped short. Her figure is still quite good, and the things that once wobbled on her front now stare back at me with an otherworldly firmness. She said she'd got them done with the proceeds of her divorce. I watched her eat breakfast and realised that we all grow old and that life can be cruel. Her once smooth skin is now ever so slightly wrinkled. She constantly has a slightly surprised expression on her face and appears to find it impossible to frown. In return, I have developed an earworm. The hymn "Abide with Me" rattled in my head for hours. It's like religious tinnitus, the curse of the atheist. As I found myself singing the words, a sudden shiver surged down my spine, and I was overwhelmed with a sense of emptiness. I'd finally run out of words, as though my true voice has been taken from me. I think it comes to us all in the end. Funny, really. 30 years of writing a diary, love, loss, divorce, and in all that time, it was as if I was writing the words of someone else. Perhaps I'm not an atheist after all. Perhaps I do have a creator, I told Pandora. She laughed. Pandora said I had to embrace modern technology. Oh, if only I could embrace her.